423-8440 today.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Home half of the seventh post stretch returning to you at historic Witter Field. Tracer Lopez leading off the inning for Wisconsin Rapids, taking a first pitch outside from Kyle Dobbins for ball one. 8-3 Rafters, this home-and-home with Green Bay. They're looking to sweep the home-and-home and go 4-0 here against Green Bay, not only to start the second half, but in the month of July. 1-0 pitch missing out the right-handed batter's box for ball two. Starting to drizzle a bit here in Wisconsin Rapids, but we're nice and dry up here in the Winterfield Press Box. Andy Ockham back with you as always. Thanking you so much for hanging out and spending your Wednesday night with us here on your FM AM dials at 97.5, 1320, or on your Civic Media apps. 2-0 fastball from Dobbins to Lopez, swung on and missed. It's now 2-1. Lopez, two hits tonight. He singled in the second and in the sixth. Scored one of the five Raptor runs in that inning. Back-to-back games with five runs for Wisconsin Rapids against Green Bay pitching. The 2-1 is swung on and missed. Count evens 2-2. Top of the order waiting in the wings with Mason Onati on deck and Chris Arroyo to follow. All three left-handed bats to face the 6-6 right-hander out of the University of Hawaii, Kyle Dobbins. The 2-2. This one misses low. Full count drawn by Tracer here in his fourth trip to the plate tonight. See if he can flip the card back to the top of the order, finding his way aboard anyway. The 3-2 from Dobbins. This one slapped in the air. That'll find the concourse down the left field line. Have not had a lot of foul balls make their way out onto the concourse this evening. Normally we'll have a lot of that here at Witter Field, but the ball's been kept in the field of play for the most part. The 3-2, swing and a miss. Lopez down on strikes to begin the home half of the seventh. Mason Onati has reached in three of his four plate appearances tonight, singling in his first two, both in innings one and two. And fireworks going off in the distance now. We are well past the 4th of July weekend. This is, if you're tuning in or if you're listening back at any later point, this is Wednesday, July 10th, 6 days after the 4th, but people are still celebrating. The first pitch to Onati, hit back to the mound over the glove of Dobbins behind the second base bag. That's the shortstop, Sam Miller to glove and throw to first in time. That's a pretty play from the Rockers shortstop, two up, two down here in the seventh. Chris Arroyo, after having a multi-hit game yesterday in Green Bay, a home run, his first with the club in the top of the fourth at Capital Credit Union. Also had a double in that five-run seventh inning. He himself had a two-run bases-clearing double in that five-run bottom of the sixth. He has scored another time tonight. That came off the seven-pitch walk that he drew in the first. First pitch breaking ball to Arroyo from Dobbins, misses downstairs. We got fireworks here on the field tonight. Raptors showing up and showing out with loads of extra base hits, and you get literal fireworks as well out in the distance. The 1-0. Swing and a miss. Arroyo chasing after that one low and inside. Count evens 1-1 on the left-handed hitting left fielder. Arroyo also reached after being hit by a pitch in the second. Three of his four trips to the dish tonight, Chris has found his way on the bases. Dobbins peers in, comes set. Right-hander rocks and fires the 1-1. That one misses out in the right-handed batter's box for ball two. It's Jack Matthew on deck, Max McGuire to follow. First of five straight home games in the span of 4 days here in Wisconsin Rapids. The 2-1. Breaking ball, not catching the back door there from Dobbins. It's now a 3-1 count on Arroyo. Two outs, nobody aboard here in the home half of the seventh. Raptors 8, Rockers 3. Here comes the 3-1. This one rolled over on the ground right side. Matthews, the first baseman in the whole glove, throws to Dobbins, who's covering the bag in time. 1-2-3, seventh inning for Kyle Dobbins. We are through seven innings of play here in Wisconsin Rapids. 8-3 the score. It's all Rafters right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation.
Let's scream for Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles. From opening day to all those summer nights, you'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through four generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Top eight here in Wisconsin Rapids, Thomas Burns back out on the mound. First pitch to Lane Allen, misses low and away for ball one. Rafters 8, Rockers 3, the finale of this home-and-home series on a beautiful Wednesday night in Wisconsin Rapids. Top of the order, Allen, Adderley, and LeVou do up Burns working in his fourth inning of relief tonight. The 1-0, breaking ball in there for a called strike. Working the inner third is Burns. Burns working in relief of Tristan Krusenberry, the right-hander from Owensboro, Kentucky. Four innings of three-run ball tonight for Tristan. It's the 1-1 pitch home. More off-speed stuff, that one missing inside from the Texas Longhorn Burns, now 2-1. Three runs on six hits and no errors for Green Bay. Eight runs on 13 hits and no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. Five on the pitch clock, the 2-1 from Burns. Fastball swung on and missed. Count evens 2-2. Allen in this ball game 1-for-3. His one hit a pretty significant one, though, a solo home run to lead off the ball game back in the top of the first. Allen since went down swinging in the third and swinging to end the fifth. Burns in pursuit of another punch out here tonight. The 2-2. This one right down Broadway got him looking. Punch out to lead off the inning here in the eighth. Thomas Burns, 3 1/3 scoreless so far out of the Rafter stable. That's his fifth strikeout. Burns worked 3 scoreless against Madison back on July 4th in relief of Krusenberry. That is now the 10th strikeout combined between Burns and Krusenberry this evening. Dalen Adderley was hit by a pitch in the sixth against Burns. He's 0-for-2 in his 3 plate appearances this evening. First pitch swinging is Adderley on that fastball. Count begins 0-1. How about this? We got Some of the diehard Raptor fans down the third baseline starting the wave across the grandstands as the 0-1 fastball catching the outside corner out of the hand of Burns. It's 0-2 on Daylen Adderley. No balls, two strikes to the count, one out. Adderley out of the two spot this evening. He has played in all four games against the Raptors to start the second half. The 0-2. This one shot in the air, right field, drifting near the foul line. Degatti giving chase. That one is going to one-hop the Delta Dental sign in foul territory. Another 0-2 coming here in this battle between Daylen Adderley and Thomas Burns. Malavai Levu on deck, Jake Bull to follow. Burns out of the windup. The 0-2. This one hit on the ground the other way. Mac O'Fatrick diving in shallow right. Second baseman unable to make the play. It'll go down as a base hit. First hit of the ball game for Daylen Adderley is a one-out knock here in the eighth. Malavai Levu, a two-hit game for the UCLA Bruin. Homered in the first, base hit and scored in the fourth. Righty on lefty battle here. Burns, if he can generate a ground ball off LeVue's bat, could get out of this and have four scoreless frames of relief work here tonight. The first pitch missing up and away for ball one. Raptors, the highlight of this ball game, a five-run bottom of inning six in which they sent 10 to the plate. Burns set the 1-0. So this is high on a heater. Count now two balls and no strikes. As you look down at the Raptor bullpen, that's number zero, the right-hander from San Carlos, California, and Pomona pitcher Jack Weisinger warming up. The 2-0 pitch incoming here from Burns to LeVu. This one missing inside, nearly hitting Mullivy. Count now 3-0. Seventh hit of the contest for the club. The 3-0 here out of the stretch, Burns. Leading off second, Adderley first, I should say. Rocks and fires a fastball in there for a called strike. How about this? Some cowbell action from the Tiki Bros, our on-field entertainment tonight. As the 3-1 popped in the air foul, clearing the third base grandstands, Burns has worked it back to make it a 3-2 count. Three balls, two strikes, and an out here in this top of the eighth inning. Raptors lead it by five. First of five consecutive home games right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Adderley, a two-step leadoff first. Burns peering in with 10 on the pitch clock yet to come set. Going through his signs with Cashel Duggar. He now does and fires home the 3-2. This one misses high for ball four. Six-pitch walk drawn by LeVu. Two aboard with one down here for Green Bay in the top of the eighth inning. Now you see Mike Spears, the Raptor pitching coach, making his way out to the mound to talk it up with Thomas Burns. First traffic, really, that the right-hander has dealt with on the bases tonight. Fans, if you're just joining us, 8-3 is our score. Got out to a hot start in the first inning. Two in the top half from Green Bay, both off home runs. Lane Allen and Malavai Levu leaving the yard. Wisconsin Rapids responded with three in the home half. A two-run single from Max McGuire to tie us at two apiece, and Jorge Degatti's RBI doubled the other way, made it 3-2. Since then, though, a run added in the fourth on a sac fly for Green Bay, making it 3-3, and then the five-run sixth inning from Wisconsin Rapids is giving them the lead right now. Righty on righty battle, Jake Bold, a big spot here for the Rockers. First pitch, fastball missing low. Count begins, a ball and no strikes. Bold in this ball game, 1-for-3. There's a chance here with two on and one away, one of them being in scoring position, that being Dalen Adderley. 1-0 breaking ball missing downstairs and outside. Two balls, no strikes. The count now on the rocker catcher. Bold singled in the fourth. That sandwiched in between a couple of strikeouts. He went down swinging against Cruz and Berry in the first and swinging in the top of inning six against Burns. The 2-0 delivery here from the right-hander. Fastball on the outside corner, called a strike. Green Bay has left three runners on tonight, Wisconsin Rapids leaving eight on. Still nothing will beat the 18 runners Wisconsin Rapids left on the other day against Wausau at 4-2 loss Monday night here at home. Burns looks back at second, four on the pitch clock, dancing off Adderley. The 2-1. This one, fastball missing low and away for ball three. Three balls and a strike. Perfect hitter's count for Jake Bull to go get something to hack at here. Leading off first, LeVou, Adderley on second. The payoff pitch from Burns set to come here with 14 on the pitch clock. Looks back at second, Adderley with active feet. Three on the pitch clock, here it comes. This one hit on the ground over to third. Onati gloves, he's going to take it to the third base bag himself, and that's the only out they'll get. Could have tried to whirl it around the horn, but instead he takes the easy out and eliminates the lead runner. Still first and second, but now two away here in the top of the eighth. It's now Bold on second, or I should say LeVou on second. That'll go down as a five unassisted fielder's choice. Sam Miller. This is a big out to get here as well for Burns. Miller tonight yet to reach the bases. 0-for-2 in three plate appearances. Burns looks back at second and now being occupied by LeVou. First pitch to Miller on the inside corner is called a strike. Miller grounded out to third to end the first inning, put down a sack bunt in the fourth, went down looking against Burns to retire the side in the top of inning six. This for sure will be Burns' final inning here tonight. The right-hander from Hortonville and a commit of Texas has put in fantastic work out of the Raptor stable. The 0-1. This one fouled back to the screen by Miller. It's nothing and two. Burns ready to throw his 67th pitch of the ball game right here. No balls, two strikes to the count on the Raptor shortstop. I should say the Rocker shortstop. Mullivy LeVou on second. Jake Bold on first. Nick Harms on deck. Mateo Matthews to follow. Burns only allowing two hits thus far. He's walked one and struck out five. Can he get half a dozen? The 0-2. That one a fastball pulled well outside into the left-handed batter's box. It's now 1-2. Raptor bullpen, a lot of bodies just moving around. Mentioned Jack Weisinger in the stable right now getting loose. Burns and Cruz and Berry, the lone two in arms used tonight for Wisconsin Rapids. Four total on the Green Bay side. One ball, two strikes, two outs. The payoff pitch to Sam Miller. Swing and a miss. Fastball, Thomas Burns. Four scoreless frames. Make it seven scoreless frames here in the second half, all in relief for Wisconsin Rapids. To the home half of the eighth we go. It's 8-3 Rapids here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today.
Air conditioner not running? Make the call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. They work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, their team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. Trust them to get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
With combined decades of experience, the team at Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Bottom eight, and it's 8-3 Raptors right here at Winter Field. Andy Yochum, Raptors Radio, back here in the Winter Field press box, and it's 3-4-5. Do it for Wisconsin Rapids in this inning. Kyle Dobbins back to the hill for Green Bay. He'll face Jack Matthews. First pitch to Matthews, breaking ball tapped on the ground up the middle. Sam Miller charging in front of the second base bag. He'll gather and throw to first in time. One pitch, one out for Kyle Dobbins here in the home half of the eighth inning. Three runs on seven hits, no errors for Green Bay. Eight runs, 13 hits, no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. Jack Weisinger warming up in the Raptor pen. It's unclear whether it's going to be five innings of Thomas Burns. I highly doubt it. If I'm up here trying to make a guess, Burns, four innings pitched, 68 pitches thrown, two hits allowed, no runs. Four innings of shutout baseball for Thomas Burns tonight, as the first pitch breaking ball to Max McGuire is in there for a called strike. One walk by Burns and six punch-outs. Him and Tristan Krusenberry have combined for 11 tonight, and that walk issued by Burns, the lone walk given out between the two. 0-1 pitch hit in the air, first baseline. That one is trending foul, and that's where it'll end up onto the concourse. Count now nothing and two on the Irvine native. It'll be Aiden Teal on deck, Jorge Degatti to follow. The 0-2 pitch coming in from Dobbins to McGuire. Breaking ball, fouled back off the glove of Jake Bull. You see Mike Spears, the Raptor pitching coach, making his way down the line near the bullpen, so that could be him delivering a sign as well. How about the Blues Brothers with some Sweet Home Chicago blaring on the PA speakers here at Winter Field? Shout out my friends and family listening back home, me being a native of the Chicagoland suburbs. Always love hearing that song. It's the 0-2 Mrs. Lowe. That is the signature song to hear after the Hawks win, after the Bears win, after the Cubs win, usually following the main songs. But that is usually, it is a seven-minute song. That is the song to play. You know, you got Go Cubs Go, Chelsea Dagger. It's the 1-2 pitch, Mrs. Lowe, and a fastball count now 2-2. Enough of me and my Chicago sports soapbox. Raptors baseball, bottom eight. And a five-run lead. All five runs, a part of this lead, were gathered in the home half of the sixth inning. Raptors have scored their runs in two different frames tonight, five in the sixth and three in the first. The 2-2 fastball misses low. McGuire's worked a full count. Max tonight, that two-run single in the first. Since then, he's been held off the board, though a flyout in the second. Punch-outs in consecutive innings in innings five and six. The 3-2 pitch from Dobbins. Breaking ball, foul tip. Did that one go into the glove? It did not of Jake Bull. It bounced before getting into the glove. McGuire has earned a second life here in this battle. Five home runs for Max this season, three grand slams, four of them being here at Winter. Another 3-2, Dobbins, plenty of time on the pitch. Clock comes set and has his signs from Jake Bull, the payoff. This one misses low and away for ball four. Max McGuire works a seven-pitch walk with one out here in the eighth. Aiden Teal, his last at-bat, sent one over and out. A two-run Jimmy Jack in the sixth inning. His second with the club and on the season. We'll look to add even more insurance runs for the Raptor bullpen here in the home half of the eighth inning. 6:35 first pitch tonight. The game nearly 3 hours old as it's 9:25 local time at Witter Field right now. First pitch to Teal in on the hands, fouled back near the Raptor dugout. Count begins 0-1. Raptors will see Wausau for two tomorrow. You'll get to hear myself all afternoon long right here on WFHR. 12:05 first pitch in the opening game, 6:35 in game two. Make sure to keep your FM AM dials tuned up here at 97.5, 1320, or just keep tapped in on your Civic Media app. So one pitch, this one shot in the air, foul territory down the left field line. That one's out of the reach, though, of Mullivai Lavu and the left fielder Peyton Mansfield. It's in the Northwoods League scoreboard, some more finals. Madison downing Fond du Lac at home 6-5. Rockford looking to seal the deal on Kokomo, 10-6 the score right now at Rockford Stadium. Final as well, back-to-back wins for the La Crosse Loggers. They take down the Duluth Huskies at Copeland Park 8-1 tonight. Nothing into the count on Teal. Dobbins comes set. The two-strike delivery out of the slide step. This one tapped to the right side under the glove of Dobbins. And there's no play to be made. That one's out of the hand of Dalen Adderley, the second baseman. Second hit of the night for Aiden Teal. Two aboard with one down here in the eighth inning. Jorge Degatti, a three-hit game for the second-year Raptor and Nova Southeastern product. And that RBI double in the first to give the Raptors a 3-2 lead. Also singled in the fifth and sixth. McGuire on second, Teal on first. That infield single for Teal hit number 14 on the evening for Wisconsin Rapids. Dobbins set, first base side of the rubber, peers back to McGuire at second, nobody holding him on. First pitch to Degatti, misses in the dirt for ball one. Bottom nine, the Waterloo Bucks showing some fight at Riverfront Stadium. They still trail Thunder Bay 7-5. Kenosha picking up their second win of the second half. At Simmons Field, a 6-5 victory over the Battle Creek Battle Jacks. Dobbins peers back to second, the 1-0. In on the hands, Degatti fouls this one away down the first baseline. Top nine in a tie ball game at Joe Faber Field. 4-4 the score. The Bismarck Larks and the St. Cloud Rocks. 9-3 top eight on ESPN Plus at Bill Taunton Stadium. The hosting Wilmer Stingers at 5-3 in the second half. They already have their berth clinching the first half. Trail the 3-5 Minot Hot Tots 9-3. 1-1. Fastball on the outer edge. Called a strike from Dobbins. It's now 1-2. How about the Rochester Honkers? After going 12-24 in the first half, the Honkers start 6-1 in their first seven games here in the second half. A road victory tonight for Rochester 9-5 at Carson Park over the Eau Claire Express. The 1-2 pitch coming home to Jorge Degatti. Breaking ball. This one shot on a line. Adderley makes the grab behind second base. And he'll take it to the bag in time, an inning-ending four unassisted double play. It's go time here at Witter Field, and it's time to pump it up. 8-3 the score. We head to the ninth right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Children are the greatest joy and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids right here in our own backyard are facing hunger every day? Without healthy food, it's harder to grow, to thrive, to feel their best.
The impact when children don't have enough to eat is tremendous because when you're hungry and your basic needs aren't being met, you cannot learn.
Every child deserves to be fed. This is a problem we know how to solve. Food is not just food. It's energy, health, confidence, hope, and even...
You've been listening to Raptor Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, American Shaman, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, S&S Distributing, Econ Electric, Greenaway RV, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Pro Seamless of Wisconsin, Swiftwater Ice Cream, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Listen into Raptors Baseball here on WFHR all summer long, or check us out on the Civic Media app.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors.
Camping, America's pastime. The fresh air, the lack of phone signal, and the ability to relax with a cold beer by the fire. Then the next day, not the best. Don't drag yourself out in the cold to make your family a healthy breakfast. Recover and call El Cafe and order a family-style breakfast to go. Scrambled eggs, ham, bacon, or sausage. Toaster pancakes with hash browns, and all of this is $8 a person. Call El Cafe at 715-887-2233 for a meal the whole family will love and a day of recovery for you.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
We've pumped it up and we're ready to roll. Top 9, 8-3 the score. Your Raptors leading the Green Bay Rockers on this Wednesday night at historic Witter Field on WFHR. 6-7-8 for the Rockers this inning. First pitch to Nick Harms, misses outside for ball one. Andy Ockham leading your way here on WFHR, bringing it back to you on locally grown radio yet again for the 41st time this season. 1-0 pitch to the left-handed hitting Harms, misses low and inside, 2-0 the count now. Is Jack Weisinger, the freshman right-hander from San Carlos, California, and Pomona Pitzer entering the ball game. Thomas Burns, 4 shutout innings in relief today. 2-0 pitch to Harms, swung on and missed. Burns, 4 innings pitched, 2 hits allowed, no runs, a walk, and 6 punchouts on 68 pitches thrown. Weisinger, a 6.23 earner on average and a 1.85 whip on the campaign thus far. 2-1 pitch, another fastball and another swing and a miss. It's 2-2. Weisinger, 7 games thrown in so far this year in 8 2/3 innings. Last pitched an inning at Wausau in the 20-3 loss on Sunday. Allowed a hit, 2 runs, both were earned. He walked 2 and struck out 1 and faced 6 woodchuck hitters that afternoon. 2-2, fastball got him swinging. Weisinger battles back down 2-0 and collects the punch out for the first out in this ninth inning. 3 runs on 7 hits and no errors for Green Bay. 8 runs, 14 hits, no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. Raptors picked up their 8 runs tonight in 2 separate innings. 3 in the bottom of the first and 5 in the bottom of inning 6. Green Bay got the scoring started. 2 solo home runs in the top of the first, and then they added their 3rd and most recent run of the ball game on a sack fly in the top of the 4th. First pitch to Mateo Matthews. Fastball missing upstairs from Weisinger for ball one. Weisinger has thrown once against Green Bay this season. That was at Capital Credit Union Park back on June 25th. 1-0 pitch misses low. 2 balls, no strikes. The count now on the Wagner College first baseman. That was the 6-0 shutout loss in Ashwaubenon, the shortest game played this year for Wisconsin Rapids. 2 hours and 20 minutes. The 2-0 pitch to Matthews. Swing and a miss. Nearing the 3-hour mark here, it's 9:33 in Rapids. We started at 6:35 this evening. Weisinger threw just 16 pitches, though, in that loss. Came in to get Ricky Williams out of a jam in that 4th inning. 2-1, misses up and away. He allowed 1 hit, no runs. He walked 1 and struck out 1, only facing 4 Rocker hitters that night on 16 pitches thrown. Mateo Matthews picked up his first hit of the ballgame in the 7th on an infield knock. Swing away at the 3-1. This one shot back up the middle and passed a diving Tracer Lopez in shallow center field behind the second base bag for a one-out single. 2 knocks tonight for Matthews, and it'll bring up Peyton Mansfield. Mansfield 0-for-3 in the ballgame. He struck out swinging to get his day started back in the 2nd. Flew out to left field to begin the 5th, then he grounded out back to the mound. Thomas Burns fielding the 2-hopper and throwing to first base in time to retire Mansfield back in the top of the 7th. First pitch in the righty-on-righty battle misses high. Raptors' lone home run tonight coming off the bat of Aiden Teal. A 2-run shot in that 5-run 6th inning his second of the season, giving Dawson Wolf his fourth correct yard card punch this summer. Our lead producer on the TV side of things, as the 1-0 swung out and missed. Another heater from Weisinger makes it 1-1. Got a lot of people up here in our press box, six people that do the daily home run challenge at home. Three different people have four correct selections, two have two, and I have none. As the 1-1 pitch swung out and missed, it's now 1-2. Weisinger in search of his second punch out of the inning, or would love to generate a ground ball off the bat of Mansfield here to produce a potential game-ending double play. The two-strike delivery home from the right-hander. Fastball, this one hit high in the air down the left field line. That one is well fouled, though. Out near the batting cages and onto the concourse near our picnic tent here at Witter Field. Another 1-2 pitch coming here. Mansfield looking to reach base for the first time tonight. Weisinger comes set. Short lead for Matthews off first. Breaking ball. Got him looking. Mansfield down on strikes for the second time tonight. And two punch outs here in the ninth inning for Jack Weisinger. Two outs. Runner on first. 8-3 Raptors. Top nine for the nine-hole hitter, Makani Tanaka. Tanaka 0-3 in his Northwoods League and Green Bay debut. A couple of punch-outs in his last time up. A slow tapping ground out to second base. A fantastic glove flip play from Owen McElfatrick to end the top of the seventh inning. First pitch from Weisinger to the left-handed hitting. Tanaka is swung on and missed. Raptors looking to sweep the home and home and start a winning streak here at Witter Field tonight. It's a long next few days in Wisconsin Rapids. Four more games in the 3 days to follow. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Another heater from Weisinger. He's way ahead here, 0-2. Can Weisinger strike out three hitters here in this ninth inning? The 0-2, swing and a miss. Ball game over. Jack Weisinger strikes out all three hitters that he got out here in this ninth inning. A three-pitch punch out. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night to end the contest. They sweep the home and home here with the Green Bay Rockers, 8-3, the final score. Eight runs on 14 hits and no errors for your Raptors. Three runs on eight hits and no errors for the Green Bay Rockers. We'll be back here on WFHR in just a handful of minutes for your official postgame show of Raptor Baseball right here on Locally Grown Radio.
With a little financial support from the Wisconsin Chairs Child Care Subsidy Program, more is possible. You can focus on work, continue your education, and take advantage of opportunities that make your family stronger. Best of all, you can give your child a great start with the high-quality care they deserve. What's your more? Learn how you can get help paying for child care by visiting wishares.wi.gov today.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The heat is on. Did you know that high temperatures are the leading cause of weather-related deaths? Here are some safety tips when you're dealing with a Wisconsin scorcher. First, do not leave another person or your pet in the car. Eight kids died in hot cars in the last several years across the state, and it didn't even have to happen. Look before you lock and walk away. Work outside, keep water close, and stay hydrated. Take a break in the shade. And if you can limit time in the heat, even better. Chill out in the air conditioning or find your community's cooling shelter. And check on your family and neighbors to be sure that they're safe too.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media Station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S. If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people, the same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel, white-tailed deer, black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Raptors win it here tonight and sweep the home-and-home with the Green Bay Rockers. 8-3 the final score. Andy Ockham returning to you on Raptors Radio right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR for your official postgame show of Raptor baseball. A lot of scoring to start this one. Two in the top of the first for Green Bay on a couple of solo home runs. Lane Allen and Mullivai Levu leaving the yard, setting the tone early. Wisconsin Rapids would respond with three runs of their own in the bottom of the first inning, a two-run single from Max McGuire, and a big RBI double from Jorge Degatti, giving the Raptors their first lead of the contest. A sack fly in the top of the fourth from Green Bay would knot us up at three apiece. Then the bottom of the sixth came around, and that's where the Raptors struck for the second straight night. Two straight nights with a five-run inning against the Rocker bullpen. They did so while sending 10 to the plate in the home half of that sixth inning. Big knocks, including a two-run double from Chris Arroyo, an RBI single from Jack Mathey. And how about a two-run homer for Aiden Teal, his second here with the Raptors, both coming here at Winter Field to wrap out that five-run frame. The bullpen held it the rest of the way, and the pitching tonight for Wisconsin Rapids was fantastic. It starts at the top with Tristan Krusenberry, the right-hander from Owensboro, Kentucky, and Campbellsville University. He allowed all three of those runs on five hits, but stayed patient, was persistent, did not walk a Rocker hitter, and struck out five tonight on 58 pitches. But Thomas Burns, the star of the show on the hill for the Raptors this evening, four shutout innings for the Texas commit, allowing two hits, walking one, and striking out half a dozen on 68 pitches. Jack Weisinger, the Pomona Pitzer product, slammed the door shut and kept it tight in the ninth inning, striking out three hitters, not walking one, and only allowing one hit on 18 pitches. Dylan Orr got the start tonight on the Green Bay side of things, the right-hander making his first start of the summer. Went two innings, allowed five hits, three runs, all of were earned, and all were in that first inning. He walked one and struck out five on 57 pitches. From there, it was three shutout innings from Jagger Edwards and then Charlie Adamson, tasked with that sixth inning, and he only was able to get two-thirds of an inning and gave up all five of those runs. Kyle Dobbins got the final two and a third innings out of the pen tonight for Chris Kreplin's Rockers. Burns the win, Adamson the loss. No save here tonight. Time of the game, 3 hours and 2 minutes. 842 wonderful fans in attendance at historic Winter Field. Weather at first pitch was 82 degrees and sunny. Three runs on eight hits, no errors, and six left on for Green Bay. Eight runs on 14 hits, no errors, and 10 left on for Wisconsin Rapids. We're back here tomorrow for two. A doubleheader with the Wausau Woodchucks, 12:05 and 6:35. Your Raptors pregame show for game one of the doubleheader is right here at 11:55 on WFHR. Whether you tuned in tonight on your FM AM dials at 97.5, 1320, or on your Civic Media apps, thank you so much for spending your Wednesday night with us here in Wisconsin Rapids. 8-3 the final score. The Raptors win and sweep the home and home with the Green Bay Rockers. We'll see you tomorrow morning.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach. Thanks for listening to this Civic Media station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S. If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people. The same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball.
You've been listening to Rafter Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, American Shaman, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, S&S Distributing, Econ Electric, Greenaway RV, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Pro Seamless of Wisconsin, Swiftwater Ice Cream, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Listen into Raptors Baseball here on WFHR all summer long or check us out on the Civic Media app.
At Four Sisters Farmers Market, a seasonal hub for cultural placemaking, food access, and indigenous values. Four Sisters Farmers Market has always emphasized their commitment to the community and inclusivity, accepting SNAP and EBT benefits. Stop by and get affordable, healthy, and culturally appropriate local food. Four Sisters Farmers Market is open Thursdays 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. and is located on the American Indian Cultural Corridor off of Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis. Discover more about Four Sisters Farmers Market on their social media accounts.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States.
And 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected.
Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf.
Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy.
As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired.
Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
Howl!
You're listening to Native Roots Radio. This is Spirit from Reservation Dogs. Get up and listen.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by the City of Minneapolis with Minneapolis Air American Indian Relations. And here's our guest host, Christine McDonald.
Welcome back. We are in conversation with Chief Ernest Morales III with the Metro Transit Police Department. You mentioned how transit, public transportation, is a lifeline for a lot of people. Are you, does Metro Transit support elders and people with disabilities with any programs or ridership assistance?
Dedicated to providing accessible bus and rail services for all community members, including those with disabilities. Metro Transit outreach coordinators offer free personalized training and resources on how to ride buses and trains. Outreach coordinators are available to help train customers with disabilities in person and in on location. And topics include trip planning, reading maps and schedules, transferring between routes, using park and rides, fare and how to pay, learning about the accessibility features on buses and trains, using the online tools and apps, and riding transit safely. Contact our outreach coordinator at metrotransit.org/outreach. The limited mobility program offers discounted fares for those with disabilities to encourage customers who have a qualifying disability to use regional transit service. You can learn more at metrotransit.org/accessibility. I also want to touch on several other points. Metro Transit also offers customers the free use of AIRA, A-I-R-A. It's an app that connects customers to a live agent for visual interpreting and navigation assistance. Metro Mobility is the door-to-door public transportation system for people with disabilities in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area. Customers can call 651-602-1111. Again, that number is 651-602-1111 or 651-291-0904 to schedule their trip. We're also wanting to hear from how we can improve, to request modifications, request materials in alternative formats, or to submit a comment or suggestions. You can contact our customer relations at 612-373-3333. Once again, that number is 612-373-3333, or reach us at metrotransit.org/contact-us.
You know, I think that's amazing. So I grew up in Minneapolis, so I'm an urban Indian, and I rode the bus from the time I was 5 years old. And just now learning that you have outreach coordinators that can help teach people how to ride the buses and the trains, like, I didn't really think about the need for that. But now I'm thinking about how we have a lot of people who come down from different reservations across the country and transplant and move to Minneapolis, and how important that is when you don't know what to expect or even necessarily what to do, or the fact that, you know, you can be asked for where's your receipt, did you pay to ride? So I thank you. I learned something new. So do you do any specific work with the Native community here?
Absolutely. The Native community is near and dear to my heart, especially our Little Earth. We go there a lot. We have a passionate community outreach coordinator who's really supportive of the Native community. We regularly attend the Metropolitan Urban Indian Directors meetings, and we love attending the Powwow Ground Open House, which is going to actually be tomorrow. Yeah. And this is an annual event that I had the privilege of attending last year. I'm looking forward to doing it again this year, and just making those connections that are absolutely important.
Yeah, I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. I think one of the things that you can add to that list is the fact that our community is so significantly represented in the homeless population. Your HAT team does wonderful work and partners with our outreach workers all the time. And I don't know that that's uplifted enough. I know we've had different events where we were able to have the vehicle actually there so people could actually see what it is and what services people can get from the HAT team. So thank you for that. Is there anything else that you want to mention about Metro Transit or the work that you do, your team does?
So We provide resources within the state of Minnesota, like I said, but we want to be great partners. And, you know, something that I'm looking for is I'm looking, especially in Native community. I mean, if you're looking to start a career in law enforcement, you're unsure where to start, our Community Service Officer Pathways programs assist individuals with no law enforcement experience or degree to become a community service officer with the Metro Transit Police Department. Through the CSO Pathways program, participants will have the opportunity to be hired as a community service officer, earn 12 college credits at no cost to the individual, and be prepared for a career in law enforcement. Registration for the 2025 program opens in mid-August. To learn more about this opportunity, you can apply at metrotransit.org/careers-pathways. That's metrotransit.org/careers-pathways. We are continuously accepting applications for full-time officers and community service officers. New officers are eligible for a $4,000 hiring bonus. And lateral officers, those are officers with experience, are eligible for an $8,000 lateral hiring bonus. Our community service officers, this is important because not every individual qualifies for financial aid, but if you need assistance, we offer an $18,000 tuition reimbursement program. That means you'll go to college and we'll give you up to $18,000 back just for serving as a community service officer within our police department.
Thank you. I really enjoyed having this conversation with you today. I appreciate you. I appreciate the commissioner of the health department. It matters when people like you in your positions show up in our community. And I look forward to seeing you tomorrow.
I look forward to sharing the day with you tomorrow and always being a great partner within the Native American community.
Thank you. So tomorrow is the open house. So, you know, in Minnesota, May is Indian Month, and we are blessed to have so many organizations in Minneapolis where there is an open house almost every day of that month. So we get to eat well during that month. But this year, one open house had to be canceled because of inclement weather. And so the Native American Community Development Institute, American Indian Community Development, AICDC, American Indian Community Development Institute in Powwow Grounds, they rescheduled their open house for tomorrow. So it will be tomorrow from 11:30 to 2 at 1414 East Franklin with your hosts. And it is going to coincide with the Four Sisters Farmers Market tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So you'll be able to come, you'll be able to pick up produce, you'll be able to check out a lot of the amazing vendors that we have there. And then we're also going to have live entertainment with the downtown Jada Brown. So I hope to see everybody tomorrow. Delayed, but it's always a good time.
I hope they have the walk-in colon too somewhere. I miss that, you know, where we can go and check out the colon blown up there. That was made famous in that play.
Yeah. Oh, that's the American Indian Family Camp, what, ACAF, American Indian Cancer Foundation. Yeah.
Right. But they had it at the Native American Community Clinic last year at their open house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I know. I was shocked the first time I seen that. It was an experience.
Exactly. I had to walk through twice. Hey, great job. Great job is always so, you know, so great to hear the great work that's happening in Minneapolis. And thank you again, Christine.
I appreciate this partnership. And like I said, just the ability to bring public officials and have them introduced to our community is important.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome comedian and podcaster Jimmy Pardo and EAA Director of Communications Dick Napinski joins the show to talk about one of Wisconsin's favorite events.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.